Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, sitting here in Studio U, going live today with the Tax Tips Helper. Today, taxes are right around the corner. We're in the fourth quarter. So these are 2001 tax tips that you need to pay attention to, that you need to focus on, because taxes this year, 2021, will be different. We have the stimulus going on. We have the PPP going on. We have the EDIL going on. We have all of this money that has been distributed all over the United States and to all these small businesses, sole proprietorships and everything. So we're going to go through these tax tips for right now. I'm going to give you six basic tips right now that help you grow your, or help you make sure you're on track for this tax tip. So start preparing for this now, so you are ahead of the schedule and you're doing what you need to do. But just to give a quick little pause, this has been brought to you by Pookie. By Pookie. This book, it helps you a lot. If you have not read this book, you need to read it. We're coming out with Audible soon, but grab it on Amazon. Grab it on Kindle Books. You know, send me a DM and get one. And also, I wanted to let you guys know, make sure you guys launch, or make sure you guys click my link in the bio. If y'all need to set up that business credit, start off 2022 right with some business credit, so you're able to buy purchases, get money for your business coming into 2021. You may even need some money to pay for these taxes. So start off your business credit right with your business credit setup. So click that link in the bio. There's three ways you can do it. You can do me as a coach. You can do a DIY way. And I can do it for you. So just let me know what you need to go. So we're now going to get into my six basic tax tips, and we'll get into the nitty gritty with Miss Tax Pro Helper that will be coming on soon. Okay, so one tax tip number one is maintain good tax records. Make sure you keep up with your receipts. Make sure you keep up with the things that you are doing. Make sure you're keeping a tally of what you are spending. You need to make sure that you have good tax records. You know, if you're doing payroll, you need to keep up with that stuff. How much taxes did you pay in payroll taxes if you're not paying them quarterly? You need to keep 1099s. Make sure you're ready to get your employees or your contractors' name, email, social, and have them form a 1099 form. If you have purchased big equipment, those are all tax write-offs. Cars, anything in your business this year are all tax write-offs. You start a new business, all that new equipment is tax write-off. So make sure you have that equipment record. Make sure you know what you made last year, your statements, your whole yearly statements for this year. How much money did you bring in? What does those dollars look like? What those cents look like? And then start preparing for inventory, doing inventory of what you have, what you had left, what you don't have anymore. Make sure you have a great inventory of all of this information, okay? Number two, tax tip number two, small business 101, biggest mistake in freaking life. When you are a small business, you need to have a personal account and you need to have a business account. They do not need to meet. They don't need to be friends. They don't even need to like each other. You need to keep them separate. They really need to be enemies. They need to be arguing and fighting with each other. So make sure you keep these two accounts separate, because all of that is a record of what you are doing as your business. Now, if you're doing home office and stuff like that, some of it can cross those lines, but you really, 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 really need to keep those taxes separately, because they will mess you up. All right. Tax three, tip number three. You had COVID issues. You've had loss of income. You've had stimulus payments. You had unemployment payments. You had EDIL grants that came in your business account. You had PPP. You had payroll, families, all of this money that came into your account this year, right? Makes it look like your business made so much money. But if you do not have documentation proving that that was not grants and loans that the government gave you or stimulus that the government gave you to help your business grow and be successful, you need to make sure you find those documents. Find your EDIL loan documents, find your PPP, find your PPP forgiveness letters. You need to find all of those things and make sure you have everything documented. If y'all have not gotten your PPP forgiven, do it as quickly as you can if you've gotten that loan. So make sure all of those things with the COVID, you've gotten put together. Make sure all of those taxes are put together. Now, I'm going to give you my disclaimer right now. I am not a tax expert. I am not a CPA. Okay, we're about to bring the CPA on in just a few minutes, and she will give you all the nitty-gritty on what's going on in your taxes right now, okay? What you need to do, so stay tuned. Make sure y'all are on live with her, because she's going to come on and give you all the tips that you need. Make sure you're on point for what you need to be doing, and go. So number four, my tax tip number four is, no deduction left behind. Do you know how many deductions that you have? Do you know what you can write off, what you can't write off? You know, so depending on what you are doing. Like right now, I'm in Studio U. The studio is in my home. So this part of my house is actually a business office. So I can actually use this as a business, part of my rent, part of my life, part of my water, part of my phone, part of my internet. Part of all of that is a potential tax write-off. This shirt I am wearing that I got custom made, going to be unique today and order yours, is a tax write-off. So everything that I do, every move that I make is a tax write-off. If you're good and you're savvy enough, even the hair you put in your head can be a tax write-off. If you need it to make sure that you're looking presentable for your business. So making sure that you have all of these tax write-offs, knowing what you can, knowing what bonuses, if you paid out bonuses off the year to your employees, if you bought new equipment, all of those things, Zoom accounts, GoDaddy accounts, all of those things are tax write-offs, baby. So make sure you know all of your tax stuff. Make sure you know what you can write off, anything that is affiliated to your business. Did you know you can write off a part of your cell phone bill? Yes, if you use your cell phone for business, you can write off a part of that. So make sure you know all of these things you can write off in your thing, in your taxes. Tax tip number five, remember important dates. When you started your business, when you opened your place, when you purchased major equipment, when you made your LLC, all of, opened your business account, closed the business account, opened the credit card account, closed the what credit card account, all of those things are important dates. Make sure you know these dates. So if you are audited or you need to know what's going on in your business, these things will come up. All right? When you have, you know, did your PPP, what would you call it? When you did your PPP forgiveness and you got forgiveness for all of that, make sure those are things that you have written down. Have that documentation pull up. Now, this is one that a lot of you startups don't know. This saves you a lot of money, so it's not a big bulk payment at the end of the year. This is one of those things that small businesses should know and should go for. Taxes are not just for April. Okay, you can do your taxes quarterly. You can pay your payroll taxes quarterly. You can make sure that all of your taxes are done quarterly so you do not have those big bulk payments at the end of the year. So making sure that those tax payments are done in time. So we're right now about to bring on our tax expert because, like I said, I'm not a CPN. I'm not a tax expert. I'm just giving you some important tips that I know. But she's going to give you the nitty and the gritty about taxes. All right, I'm gonna bring her on. Well, she was here. Where'd she go? So I want her to join via Blog Talk. Call the podcast so that everybody on each platform can hear you. Call that number again that I sent you. One second. All right, you can give me a call on the 563-993-562, 563-993-562. So Mix Tax Pro Diva, please call in on that number, 563-993-562. One second. All right, come on, come on. All right, there we go.
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you today?
Hi there. I am well. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
It is okay. So, tell everybody who you are, and then we can go into like the tax tips for 2021.
All right, great. Hello, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank you for having me on your wonderful platform, so I can reach out and talk to all of your lovely followers. And just give you a little bit of background. My name is Casey, and I am the Tax Tip Diva. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at that handle. I am an enrolled agent. I have been in the tax industry over 20 years. So I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, as they would say.
Ooh.
Well, I like to... Pardon? I like to help individuals and small business owners keep more of what they earn, because it's not how much you make, it's what you keep.
Right. That is so awesome. So 2021 is a very, very different year. 2020 was a very different year in filing your taxes. There's a lot of things that you need to know as a small business owner and filing your taxes this year. So I kind of went through a little bit of that, like COVID-19, PPP, EDIL. So can you give us some tips on what we really need to pay attention to so that we don't get racketeered in this tax stuff that they're about to do to us?
Racketeer, that's a good one. So first thing I want to tell everybody is that if you have a small business, if you have a side hustle that you started this year on this extended pandemic or whatever, start getting your paperwork together, your expenses together, and make sure that you file it on your tax return so that you can be eligible if there are some benefits that they're giving only the business owner. So what I mean by that is, like you said, there were shenanigans going on this year. Unfortunately, there were some people left out because even though they had side hustles or whatever, because it was never actually, like, formally put on their tax return or created, they missed out. They weren't able to get some of those PPP funds or those EIDL funds or whatever. So the first thing I would tell everybody is get that side hustle going and make it official so that you can take advantage of all of these special tax laws and tax deductions and expenses that are available for business owners, and make yourself eligible for anything else that might get thrown out there that is specifically for businesses. The next thing I would tell you is that for 2021 and 2022, there is a new rule of 100% meal deduction, which is huge. Because
wow.
It is huge because the government put that as part of its most recent stimulus package to help stimulate the food and restaurant industry, since they were hurting having everybody stay at home. But there
wow.
are some very specific rules for that. But overall, there are ways where if you're a business owner, and this is strictly for anybody that has a business, where you can get either 100% or your meals and beverages at 50%. So technically, your meals and expenses can now be deducted at some level. So that is huge. And I taught that live last week, and I got so much requests to run it back. I will be running it back next week. So make sure that you're following me. You have your bell on so you know when I go live and I teach that. The replay will be up for a short while before I pull it down, and then you'll have to buy it for replay. But there'll be a worksheet that goes along with it, and that's definitely something that you want to be in the know in, because that is huge.
That is very huge. Did
y'all hear that? I just want to repeat what she said. And if you want more information, make sure you like and follow her page. But she said that 100% of your eating out, your food purchases, right, can be tax written
yes.
off as a business tax write-off, and 50% of your drinking. So for all you guys who've been out here doing what you do and you're partying, your network and all of that, think about those receipts and make sure you're putting them on that business account, because those are your tax write-offs. Do you know how much money people spend in food? Do you know how much money I spend in food and talking about business on a daily basis? Lord.
So yes, exactly.
That is a huge. If you think about it, like $100, shoot, we just had lunch the other day. It was $80, and the day is $30, and, you know, the next day is $50, and it's business meetings. Now, business meetings. Let's get this.
I'm going to go ahead and give them part of the little tax gems that I teach when I teach about this. It also can include DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates. Now, there are some specific rules, but those things are part of that 100% tax expense deduction as well. So it's huge.
Oh, wow. So y'all get this tea, man. Make sure y'all listen and get this tea, because this is strong tea right here. This is that good green tea. You know, so make sure y'all are on top of this right now. Make sure you know this. All right, what else you got for us, Miss Diva?
So I have something that can go for everybody's their personal return. And this is something that's been overlooked. It was something that you could put on your 2020 return, but it's also going to be effective for your 2021, which is the one that you're going to be filing starting next year, January, February timeframe. Prior to this year, the only way to take a charitable contribution was if you itemized your deduction. Well, part of the stimulus, what they did was they enacted a $300 cash contribution that you can take if you don't itemize your deduction.
Wow.
And that is huge. So that means you can take $300 off your taxable income without having to itemize.
Nice. Nice. That's a whole
$300.
Don't have text on it. That is super awesome.
So just so people know about charitable contributions, it's not just church. There are over 17 different charitable contribution codes within the IRS. So some of those codes include like the PTO, PTA organizations at your kid's school. If you're buying that cookie dough and pizza and wrapping paper that people have and the kids are selling, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are charitable organizations as well. So make sure you're tracking how many box Girl Scout cookies you bought. All of those things are considered charitable contribution organizations.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I mean, I guess they are non-for-profit. So I really, that's good to know. So then you're helping a community. So buy about 10 more boxes from them girls out there. You know, buy more boxes. Because all of that can be written off in your taxes. So, hey, why not? And buy that cookie dough that sits in your freezer forever. Yes, buy it all. So you can get a tax write-off. Help the kids.
Right. Help the kids.
Yes, so I appreciate you. You got more tea for us? We got some time now. We got 30 more minutes to go. What kind of tea? And then we're going to send them over to your page so they can use your services and sign up for your programs and the things that you are doing to help people do it. Because, again, I'm just here facilitating a place for people to get the information and learn all of this great information about their taxes and what they can't do. So what are some dope for 2020-2021?
So 2021, like I said, the 100% food deduction is huge for small business owners. I also want to remind the small business owners about travel. Travel is a huge deduction. Even if you're driving, it's not just taking a plane or a train or something like that counts as travel expenses. You can take travel expenses even if you're driving from state to state. Like, I'm over here on the West Coast, so I'm in Las Vegas, and if you drive, you can drive to Arizona in like 3 hours. You can drive to California in like 3.5-4 hours, and then you might have to stay at, you know, a hotel or Airbnb or something like that. You can still write off your gas, your mileage, your overnight stay expenses for that business trip. So make sure that you're still keeping track of your travel expenses. That is huge. People sometimes overlook that. Here's something that I know a lot of people overlook. So when you're traveling, and I'm not saying that this has happened to me because I'm not going to tell on myself, but if you have that overweight baggage fee while you're traveling, make sure you're taking advantage of that. That is a tax expense for your business trip if that's where you were going on a business trip and you incurred that fee. If you are taking Uber or Lyft while you're out traveling, that is part of your travel expenses. Make sure you're keeping up with that. That is huge. And even tipping. So if you tip at the hotel, you tip the bellman to bring the bags to your room. Please make sure you're keeping track of all these things. If you take 5 trips in a year and you tip about $20 on each tip, that's $100.
Yeah.
That you can deduct.
Wow. That's good. So overweight bag. So if I, that's a good reason. You know, my bags are always a little heavy.
Right?
I only have to go for a long time and them bags is heavy. And then it's like sometimes I have to carry my equipment with me. I have my laptop. I have my lights. I have my little, my microphone if I'm going to be out of town. you know, that is, that stuff gets a little heavy. You know what I mean? Or you have to pay for an extra bag you wouldn't normally pay for. You know, sometimes I got dual screens going because I got to have my setup. So I totally understand. So that is some very, very good, great information that you are willing to give it. Do you think they're going to extend the tax, the taxes again this year, or we're back at April 15th?
Well, that's kind of hard to say. The problem is it depends on how, you know, the pandemic was going. I can tell you that last year or this year, it was extended to June because the IRS had been closed during the pandemic, just like everybody else. They were shut down for 8 months. They were, you know, and like during the first 3 or 4 months, they thought, oh, we're going to be back in office. So they really didn't have people working from home in the beginning and really fell behind. So that caused a huge backlog between the current year and the previous year, and they had to do something. Now,
right.
Normally what happens is the new tax laws for the upcoming year are settled at the end of the year. So we don't have all of the tax law changes for the upcoming tax filing season. We don't even have those yet. And in January is normally when the IRS will release the information to say when the tax filing season begins. So just like last year, they said that it was going to end April only to come at the end of March, like 2 weeks before the deadline, and said, oh, no, now we're going to extend it. So it's just, unfortunately, it's one of those we have to wait and see type things. Normally, also, the tax filing season starts at the end of January. And as we've seen the last 2 years, it technically hasn't started till mid-February. And it really sucks because then that makes everybody's refund even, you know, further behind. But, again, these are things that we as preparers and tax professionals have no way of knowing until the IRS, you know, comes out with their announcement in January.
Wow. All right. So another question for you. The rumor is that Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, all of those, if you do, is it $600 per transaction? Or, I mean, transactions over $600? Or is it, if you have done up to $600 in transactions that year? Because that number seems low.
So let me go ahead and get into it. I've waited to post anything about it, but it's just so crazy. So technically, they have potentially went ahead and approved this. However, like I said, the tax law changes for next year have not been completely finalized. This is something that could end up being fought here and changed. But right now, as it stands, the way it works is if you are a business, this is only for business people. If you make $600 in a year, then on one of these merchant apps, Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, then they will be sending you out a 1099-K. Now, what I will say with that is this 1099-K is nothing new. It's just that the limit has been changed. Previously, if you were a business owner, you got this. If you processed credit cards or any types of transactions and your dollar amount went over $20,000 in a year. So this is nothing new. However, the problem is now that they brought this amount down so low, it really, I think it's going to be a problem And so that's why I don't believe that it will stay at that $600 limit. I believe they'll probably raise it. It'll be lower than the $20,000, but I think they'll raise it. They'll lower it to maybe like $10,000. Now, it does not affect individuals, though. So if you're sending money to, you know, your friend because you guys split the dinner tab, or you're sending money to your mom to help out for the month, or, you know, a family member or a friend, or to, you know, your landlady or your, you know, your landscaping person or your cleaning, you know, person or something like that, that is a personal transaction. Now, that person that's receiving it, that business, that's their problem. They might, you know, end up getting that statement at the end of the year. But you sending it personally or making these personal transactions does not count. It is strictly okay. On the business owner's end.
So my question with that is, if your Cash App or your Zelle account is not set up as a business account, that means that's personal money, right?
Supposedly, however, there's a reason why, and this is why I tell people, there's a reason why banks and these organizations ask for your social security number so that your income and your money is reported. Just like when you go to a bank and you do certain transactions up to a certain dollar limit, there are reportable bank forms to report certain amounts of income being transferred or deposited at certain limits. And this is one of those things. They know very well, believe me, the IRS knows that a lot of these apps are being used for business transactions, but they are, you know, under people's personal. So
right.
I would say this just to keep everyone on the up and up. If you do have one of those apps, make sure, and it's for your business, make sure it's linked to your business bank account. And I say that because if it's not and you're audited, every dime in your personal account can be subject to taxes as a business owner.
Wow.
Period. And it would be up to you to prove whatever those deposits are not business income.
Wow. That's a strong one right there. So that can, I mean,
that's huge. That is one thing that I tell all my new business owners when I'm coaching them in their new business setup, is once they're official and they're set up and they have their organization documents, that they go to the bank and set up a business bank account and do not, you know, put or have personal money going in, you know, into the business account. Keep your business account separate from your personal account, because you do not want them to say you are commingling funds and therefore have a tax issue. It's
right.
Not fun.
Right. That can be very serious. Very, very, very serious.
And very expensive.
Yes. And that's one of the things in my little 6 tips for taxes was make sure those two accounts are not friends. Like I said earlier, guys, make sure those your business account and your personal account are not friends. And if you are going to pay yourself out your business account, make sure that you write yourself a check weekly, monthly, even or
yes.
Daily, make it consistent with you. There's multiple reasons why you want to do that anyway, but making sure that you have a track record that you're spending certain transactions out your business account and out your personal account are divided. So just make sure you're not doing business out your personal account. Just set up your business account. And if you need help with that, I can help you with it. She's a tax expert. She can, I think she just said she offers services to help you with it. Like, so those are things that either one of us, whomever you feel comfortable with, will be able to help you set those up for you. So make sure you guys, you know, like her, follow her, turn on your notifications for her. The Tax Diva, what is your IG handle and Facebook handle?
My IG handle is The Tax Tip Diva, and it is the same on Facebook, The Tax Tip Diva. My website is www.thetaxtipdiva.com. As a special treat for everybody listening, and I don't know how long this replay will be up, but I'm going to give a discount code. I dropped my brand new ebook tonight, and it's called Tax Tip Gems for the Self-Employed. And it is huge. Anybody that is starting a business or is thinking about starting a business or already has a small business but still doesn't know, you know, what or where to go and what to do, they need to get this book. And as a special for having me on tonight, your listeners will be able to get this book for less than $10. The price, the release price was $19. But if they use this code, and everybody write it down, it is T-T-D as in Diva and Fam, F-A-M. T, Tax, T, Tip, D, Diva, Fam, TTD Fam. If you use that at checkout, then it will give you $10 off the ebook, and you will get the new ebook for $9, less than $10.
Wow, that is awesome. So guys, make sure y'all hit her website up. Make sure you guys download that. If you needed more tax tips for your small business, what's going on in 2021, 2020, make sure you guys take the time to download that. Why wouldn't you? $9, you're helping another small business grow. Two, you're getting so much powerful information on it. So I'm going to, it stays up for a while. I don't take my lives down. I mean, they're not live, but they're in my post. So they will have the opportunity to get this at any time. So make sure you guys take advantage of these tax tips, this ebook. She's giving us a great discount on it. Make sure you guys go download it, support. Just download it, support it, and you know, look over to read it. What does it hurt? Well, $10, come less than $10. What are you guys, y'all spend $10 a day just walking outside. So
you know, there's three tax-saving ways to streamline your business in there. There's three important decision factors that if you're thinking about starting a business, I go over some hidden tax gems, four like main points. If you have a small business, if you're self-employed, and then there's also a little bonus, you know, at the end there, how to turn regular business expenses into business expenses. So, you know, I guarantee you it's definitely worth the $9.
Yes. I'm so happy you were able to share that with everybody because it is, it's on YouTube. It is on Blog Talk. It is on Instagram. It's on Facebook. So hopefully all y'all at least, you know, go out there for all y'all listeners to listen tonight. go out there and grab that book ASAP for all you guys who listen later on this week when you see a post. Make sure you just grab it. Just go get it. Why not? Right? $10.
Yep.
What is it?
You can click the link in my bio if you're on IG or Facebook, and you'll see it right there, a new ebook drop, and you just click on that, and it'll take you right there. And then at checkout, put in the discount code, and it'll immediately give you that discount before you check out. So, and while you're at the link in my bio, download the free business deductions checklist, because I have a couple of free things on there. Get the freebies. You know, I'm all about giving out free information. So get as much as you can to help yourself.
That is super awesome. And we appreciate you coming on this podcast today. And thank you for all of those awesome tips. One of those tips that for the people who just, we're going to kind of recap just quickly, is 100% of food is a tax write-off. From Grubhub, Uber Eats, all of those can be tax write-offs in your businesses. 50% of drinks can be tax write-offs in your business write-off. Make sure that you keep your personal straight and your business straight. Now, that $600 that they're taxing you guys on, that is out of your business account. Make sure that that business account is separated. If you have a Cash App related to your business, make sure your business account is attached to it. Make sure you label it as business so you cannot get crossed for you trying to not pay for that money. And make sure you get her book and go like and follow her on her page. Make sure, because she has so much valuable information out there that, I mean, why not get it? Why not get the free information? Be ahead of the game. Be ahead of the curve. Set up your businesses properly. Like I said, if you need help with that, I have the business credit set up that will set you up. Make sure you look legitimate to all everybody else, and then you have to get them taxes filed. Why some of y'all did not get some of this EDIL money and this PPP money is because y'all did not file y'all taxes. That all you had to do is file the taxes to get free money.
Pretty much. That was it.
That was it. And because now, when they first started, of course, you weren't required to file the taxes because everybody was doing it. But then so many scam artists came along and we had to do it. But at the end of the day, file those taxes, get that money in there, you know, show them what you're making, because that can help you build that business credit, make purchases, show when you, if say you want to start a storefront, y'all, some of y'all went viral during the pandemic, now you want to open up a storefront, a brick and mortar, that tax return will help you with all of that. So making sure you have that, that's what they're going to ask you. I have a client now who has to do 3 years worth of back taxes so they can get their business, their storefront open.
Right.
So they can get
right.
The storefront, because they want to see that 3 years. Some places want to see 5 years worth of taxes. Now, if you were in a business that long, it's understandable. But if you have been, if you say you've been in business for 10 years, you know, and you got a dog grooming in your house for 10 years, and now you want to get a brick and mortar or get that truck on your tax credit, man, those taxes is what they're going to ask you for. So take advantage of the situation. If you need your taxes done, you do personal and business or just business?
So to be honest, I only take tax returns through referral. I do not advertise tax preparation. I am giving out tax information. I had my own firm for 15 years, and I did taxes, and so when I sold my firm, I said, well, let's see. We're going to back off from tax preparation, but I definitely give out all the information. I have worksheets and everything that people would need to take to their tax professional. And if you have a special, special case where you need some tax help, I would need you to DM me to see how I could steer you or to see if I could help you, if that's something I would do. But
right.
Definitely get those taxes done.
Yes, 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 yes. So, guys, I appreciate you being on here. Thank you. We're at the last 5 minutes of the show, so I'm going to close out. And make sure you guys follow, like, and share this information with all your small businesses that you have out there. Make sure that they get this information. And go to her. She's giving out information. She's giving you information for the low. Make sure you click. You'll see the link for her program in the link in the bio. When I repost this, I'll make sure that link is there so you guys can get this discount and go follow, like, and share this information with her that she is giving, because she's giving us a lot of gems out here. So you guys have a lot of fun. I appreciate having you on, and I will talk to you later, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, this is I Am Unique. Right, that was so much information, so much good information that I didn't even know. Like, 100% of food. How many of y'all eat out? How many of y'all might go out, say y'all bought a section at the club for $1,000, four bottles, to host some brought to your business partners to that session? That's $1,000 write-off. You can write it off. Put it on that business credit card. Put it on that card. Wipe it on that card. That's what you got to do. When you're hanging out, make sure you know. So, but this is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach. Kick that link in the bio. Get her information. Make sure you follow her. I'm going to tag her in this. She's giving away a half off of her book that she just launched out today. So make sure you guys get this information. She has some free information she's giving out. So make sure you guys get it. Watch this replay so that you can know exactly how to excel on your taxes and save yourself some money, man. Save yourself some money. So this is I Am Unique, right? Your DIY business coach signing off today in studio. You click those links in the bios. Make sure your business is set up right and get this money, because I believe there's more money coming. But I need y'all to have y'all S-H-I-T in order. All right? Have your stuff in order. All right, guys. Talk to you guys later.